mind, body, spirit, once that becomes in check, not balanced necessarily, but in check, then ascension becomes logical. See, that's the trick. Once the adrenals mm-hmm. kick in and you realize that you can eat any amount of meat you want to eat, you don't gain weight, pretty astounding.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really satisfied. Mm-hmm. Where before you had to nibble, nibble, mm-hmm. nibble. Oh, I only had 209 calories. I can have 116 calories. Oh, I'm going to eat 1/16 of a protein bar. And that'll do me till next Tuesday. Bullshit. Get something that you can get your belly full right. and you'll be satisfied. Because all that's going to happen is you're going to be an eternal being, miserable, because you can't have one spoonful of white sugar, for Pete's sake.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. So the balance then becomes, as you wax and wane in your meat sack body, you've got to continually allow the proton acceleration within the meat sack body. What's going to happen now, once you start kicking in your adrenals, and you got to get the tar babies just right. Don't worry, y'all. That's in route. It's in route. The tar babies just right. It'll open up the pineal gland that will allow you to assimilate what you're consuming, that will allow your balanced body, mind, body, and spirit to balance. Okay, the Christian church calls that Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or Holy Most, or Emily Post, or some post, something to do with the last part. We don't know. It gets all up the angel's nose, that's for sure. So you can have a body, a board meeting over the body and have it agree. Okay? And then you have a clear line of ascension. Then all of a sudden you start watching this occur. You can't get personal about this. Ma and Pa Kettle may not make it. I'm just saying, it's up to them. They got you. You can die waiting on them. You can give up your wellness to help the sick, but it won't make you, won't help them. It won't help them. We're just saying you don't got to do all this bullshit for all these crazy-ass people. Let them figure out this stuff. And most of them are going to die anyway, so it don't really matter. Get happy. And if that works for you, then good. If you want to drag three or four of them along with you, it's all right with us. We don't mind. You get an ass pass every now and again. Do what you want to do. That's fine. But the point is the shifting now that's coming. This is what Karen's been trying to tell you all these years with total fucked up biology. If you have the opportunity to ascend, allow your body the benefit to be able to ascend, which is what you came forth to do in the first place. It's why you don't have to feel guilty about being well. You don't have to feel bad. Well, Mom or Dad, and I wasn't fast, so I should die too. Well, go and kill yourself if that's the way you feel, because it's going to kill you anyway if you don't get an atonement between your mind, body, and spirit. Because the radiation is here. The proton acceleration that's happening in the meat sack cells, meat sack cells. Science today is about to have a gizgasm. They can't figure it out. They can't focus it. There's so much radiation in the normal, natural, living world that their radiation, their chemotherapy, their new transitional positions are having little to no effect. But yet they're able to still keep you alive. It's astounding. Very dark, very hard to expire in ICU. They control every function. But it's not much living, you see. And then after a while, they let you go. You know, they let you go pretty easy. Because there's 25 in the waiting room ready to die, too. If you don't hurry up, they're not going to get to see everybody before close of business day. Duke and Duke straightened that out long ago. So the point is that your body and the balancing of that will allow the parts of your body that aren't being used to full capacity to open up.